Morning. Today's Avon Brachos Lamed Beis. We are in Lamed Alf Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom of the Amud, about five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ve'amar Rav Elazar. Okay, you're going to hear a lot of that over the course of this morning. Amar Rav Elazar. He will be responsible for a lot of the La'achazal, a lot of the members that are being saying over the course of this morning's daf. Yesterday, we had the schus of starting the fifth parak of the Masechta. Fifth parak of the Masechta deals with Shmona Esrei. Of this Masechta, parakim numbers 4 and 5 have to do with the Amida. Fourth parak was a little bit more detail-oriented in terms of Zmani Tvila. And the fifth parak is a little bit more general in terms of the kavanah that one needs to have while davening. Shmona Esrei. We learned in the Mishnah, the beginning of the fifth parak in yesterday's daf, that a person, when he's davening, has to be davening mitoch kovid rosh. So that is the approach that he has to go into Shmona Esrei. What does that mean, kovid rosh? Rashi in the Mishnah said hachna. He has to have a form of humility, a sense of being serious and contemplative when going into davening. There are other ways in which a person can go into davening, and that's mitoch halacha psuka. That was the other approach that we saw in yesterday's daf. The Amoraim themselves took positions in which way to follow. Tosos says that we follow the position of kovid rosh. Part of that, says Tosos, of getting into a state of kovid rosh is psuka de zimra. Tosos writes in yesterday's daf that the psuka de zimra is the purpose, the objective of psuka de zimra is to get us into the state of kovid rosh. We also went over a number of halachas that were learned by Chana. Tfilas Chana. Chana supplicated and asked for Kadosh Baruch Hu for a child. And so halacha gevirta, a lot of these great halachas that were learned by Chana. We went through the psukim, we went through the drushas. I counted a total of 9 halachas that were learned from Chana. And that was also part of yesterday's daf. Continuing now in the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar. Now this is going to have very little to do with what we've been discussing, but it's the same Baal Memra. Amar Rav Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Right, that was the Baal Memra that we had 3 lines earlier in the Gemara, 4 lines earlier in the Gemara. But anyway, the Gemara says, Kol Yosha Betanis B'Shabbos Koron Lo Gzardino Shoshim Shana. A person sits in a fast on Shabbos. Now, generally speaking, one's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So the only exception, notable exception, is the Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur is the time where you fast on a Shabbos. But then outside of that, there are no fasts that occur on Shabbos. And if the fast occurs on a Shabbos, you just simply push it off. Right? Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, but then we just simply push it off until the day following, until Sunday. It's a Nidcha. So Yom Kippur is one notable exception, and Tanis Chalom is another notable exception. So by Tanis Chalom, if a person has a dream and it was extraordinarily disturbing to him, so what you do is you fast, and you fast even on Shabbos. Now, so the Gemara quotes that if you're Yosha B'Tanis B'Shabbos, Koron Lo Gzardino, Shal Shivim Shana. So even if you have a Gzardin. Now, how do you know you had a Gzardin? Because you had a Chalom. You had a dream. You had a disturbing dream. So what you're going to do is you'll fast, and that'll be Korea the Gzardin. However, even though you did a good thing, but still what you did is you negated Onik Shabbos. In other words, you were supposed to eat that Shabbos. So you fasted on Shabbos. So on one hand, the fast was effective and correct. On the other hand, you shouldn't have fasted. So that's obviously, it's difficult to balance. So my tekante, so the Gemara says, so what do you do? So I'm Ranach Mayitzak, Leisiv Tanisa La Tanisa. Okay, so sit for another fast on the quote-unquote Aveira of having fasted on Shabbos. Meaning, the fasting on Shabbos was something that was, on one hand, appropriate, on the other hand, inappropriate. So fast a second time. Okay. Amar Rav Elazar Chana, Hitichu Dvarim Kalpei Mala. As far as Chana was concerned, so she spoke in a somewhat disrespectful, somewhat disrespectful manner towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemra V'Tispala Al Hashem. If you look at the preposition over here, she was mispalo, not El Hashem, but Al Hashem. Right? She, so to speak, she spoke right. She spoke opposite of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was a standoff. Now, if you remember yesterday's daf, so you totally are in line with the Gemara over here in terms of the fact that she spoke in a very, very harsh manner to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Go back to yesterday's daf, Chazar yesterday's daf, and you'll remember. But the Gemara's focus over here is on the preposition Al. V'amar Rav Elazar Eliyahu Tich Dvarim Kalpei Mala. And not only was Chana dominant in this manner, but Eliyahu as well. The Gemara is not going to cite it, but we saw it earlier in the Masechta, right, about 13 blad ago. So we saw that Choni Amagel also falls in this category of somebody who davens. And again, he speaks sharply towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. By Eliyahu Navi, how do we know this? So Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Shenemra v'atas yibosas libam acharanis. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one who caused the Jewish people to sin. Okay, that's a strong way to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So it's very simple. He created Yetzirah. So by virtue of the fact that Akash Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, so Eliyahu is saying, you know, I know it's their fault, but a little bit your fault as well. Now, not only did Eliyahu speak sharply, but Akash Baruch Hu admitted, he agreed to what Eliyahu was saying, Dechsiv, as we are now in the top of Lamed Vezim at Aleph, Asher Hariyosi. Right, so Akash Baruch Hu said, you're right, I put the Yetzirah in person, in man, and okay, so you're right, it's part of it's on me. I'm Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, and now the Gemara is going to make a general observation based on what we just learned together. With these three psukim, and had it not been for these three psukim, nismotatu raglam shoson Yisrael. So the legs of the enemies of the Jewish people, euphemism, a reference to the Jewish people, but any time the Gemara has something negative to say about the Jewish people, so it says sonem shal Yisrael. So the legs of the Jewish people wouldn't be able to stand. Meaning, thank God for these three psukim. Which three psukim are we making reference to? Chad Dechsiv, the pasuk says, V'asher Ariyosi. So the pasuk that we just saw together in Micha, which we now know is a response to Eliyahu. Eliyahu says, you gave the Yetzirah to them. And that's why they're sinning. And the Kosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. And then V'chad Dechsiv, another pasuk says, Hinei kachomer b'yad yotzer, kenatem b'yadi, beis Yisrael. And V'chad Dechsiv, Asirosi es leva evan mi basarchem, nasati lechem lev basar. And these last two psukim are speaking to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer Hara. And so, it's a little bit excusable. Again, got to balance the excuse-making and the fact that we are Bechir Chavshis, and that's a balance. But a little bit it's excusable that, look, we're given the Yetzer Hara, and that's why we're in the state that we're in. Rapapa Rama Mehacha, Rapapa has another pasuk that speaks to this idea. Vesruchi, etem bekir bechem v'asisi sasher bechayki teilechu. And so again, another pasuk speaking to this idea that Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm gonna put more of me into you. In other words, I will be able to help you fight the Yetzirah. Ve'amar Rav Elazar Moshe Yitiach Varem Kalpei Mala. Another one that we could put into this category of speaking in a very sharp manner towards Akash Baruch Hu, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar Ve'ispala Moshe El Hashem. So over here, the pasuk does not say Al Hashem. Now, we had that language by Eliyahu. By Chana. But over here, it doesn't say El Hashem. It doesn't say Al Hashem. It says El Hashem. But still, Al Tikre El Hashem Ela Al Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, but here's what we're going to do, B'derech HaDrush. And that is, instead of saying the word El, we're going to say the word Al. Shekein Debei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Koren La'alafim Einim Einin Alafim. As far as Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov is concerned, when he darshan, so he interchanged the Aleph and the Ayin. Now, it's an interesting bach over here. You can see the bachos aleph, and if you look at the bottom, right? And my Gemara is found all the way on the bottom. So the bach writes, there's this idea of exchanging your alephs and your ayins that only works in terms of a drush, in terms of pronunciation. So one is not allowed to exchange your alephs and ayins. One has to pronounce them correctly. Now, Nusach Ashkenaz, which, as everyone here knows, that's my Mesorah. So what, can I tell you the difference between aleph and ayin? I can't tell you the difference. Okay, good. But nevertheless, so there are nuschos that obviously make a distinction between the aleph and the ayin. And the bach over here, it's funny. I thought the bach is nusach Ashkenaz. But he says, but when in terms of pronunciation, he says usher, it is prohibited to exchange aleph and ayin. Anyway, the Bei Rabbi Yana, back to the Gemara. The Bei Rabbi Yana Meacha V'Dizahav. So again, this idea that Moshe spoke harshly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to speak more to this idea. The pasuk says it's in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, beginning of Parshas Devarim. V'dizahav, my v'dizahav, armi debei Rav Yana, kach amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so this is the exchange that took place between Moshe and Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, mishal kesef v'zahav, shehishpat alehem l'Yisrael, ash yamru dai, hu gorim shasas egel. You know, the Jews made the egel. And Moshe says, obviously it's inexcusable, but allow me to excuse it. He says, you gave him the gold and you gave him all that wealth and it was more than they needed. And then what are they going to do with all that money? And that is part of the excuse making in terms of making the eagle. So Amri Debei Rav Yana, Ein Ari Noheim Mitoch Kupa Shel Tevin Ela Mitoch Kupa Shel Basar. And Debei Rav Yana is teaching us the same idea, B'derech HaMashal. You know, the lion, so you give him some grain, some straw. So the lion's not going to roar. However, you give him some meat and the lion's going to roar. And again, B'derech HaMashal. Right, our Yetzirah, if we weren't given this gold, so we wouldn't have been incited to go and make this Egel Azav. But now we had all the gold, so now we're like the lion roaring. Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Mashal Adam Shaisal Parak Kechusha, Ubalas Evarim. And I'll give you another example, says the Gemara, of a cow that was very weak. And what do? Is you feed it, you fatten it up, you make it nice and strong. And what's it going to do? It's going to kick you. So Amar la migarim lech shetehe mevaetes bi ela kashinim shechiticha. And as if kavayachol, the cow says to you, you know I kicked you, but you fed me. You're the one who fattened me. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Moshel Adam, echashaya lo ben, shehayi lo ben. And the Gemara gives another mashal, as if we didn't get it already. But Rav Yochanan says, I'll give you another mashal. And that is, a guy has a son, Yerchitza V'Sacho, and the father bathes him and anoints him, like, you know, in other words, does him up nicely, dresses him up really nicely. And he gives him food, and he gives him drink. And then what does he do? He gives him a credit card, right, with no limits. I know. Vehoshiva Pesach Shozonos, and he puts him right by the house of ill repute. So Maya Oso Aben Shelo Yechata, and what do you think is going to happen next? Okay, in other words, we're human and we have a Yetzirah. So again, all thematically, the Gemara is speaking to this idea of that these people speak harshly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in this last example of Moshe speaking harshly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Moshe now is defending the Jewish people. Yes, what they did was inexcusable, but allow me to give some excuse to what they did.
There's another one.
Okay, the Gemara's not done. Amrav Acha Bered Rav Huna Amrav Sheshes Hanadarmi Inshi. And the Gemara says, and I'll give you now an old adage that people said, Male Krese Zani Bishe. So if your stomach is full, so that is going to be the source of many a sin. So when you are when you are over indulgent and you are just, you say you have so much, so that really is the cause of much sinning. Shemar, the Gemara here quotes the pasuk, speaks to this idea as well. Kimereisim v'yisbu'u saveu v'yaram libam al kain shechachuni. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Moshe that speaks exactly to this idea that you were grazing, you became satiated, and you raised your heart against me, and you forgot me. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, Rav Nachman goes to a pasuk in Chumash, in Dvarim, that also speaks to this idea of Ram Levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem. Your heart became elevated and you forgot Akash Baruch Hu. V'Rabbanan Amar Mehacha, Gemara has another pasuk speaking to this idea. V'acha v'savah v'dashan ufana. You ate, you became full, and then you turned away from Akash Baruch Hu. Yibayithem Amehacha. And another pasuk, V'yishman Yishurun v'yivat. That Yishurun, a reference there to Bnei Yisrael. So they became fat and they kicked. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Okay, good. So we know now the approach that Moshe went in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "You know what? Point well taken." And so the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Moshe that speaks to this idea that enachinami, that because of all the wealth that we accumulated in Mitzrayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So as a result of that, so that does speak to the idea that it gave us too much of a Yetzahara, that we made the Egel HaZahav. Okay. We are talking about the, we made reference to the Egel HaZahav and the fact that we made it and the fact that that Moshe beseeched on our behalf. Okay, so now what we're going to be doing now for a little bit is we're going to be speaking to a number of the Pesukim by the Egel HaZahav. We're in Parshas Kisisa right now, and let's go. V'yidabar Hashem Moshe Leich Reid. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, we're familiar with these Pesukim. We say it every time in Sibur. So Lech Reid. So you need to go down. My Lech Reid, I'm Rebbe Lazar. By the way, you'll see a lot of that this morning. I'm Rebbe Lazar. So I'm Rebbe Lazar, I'm Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Moshe, Reid Megdul Asech. So you need to go down from your greatness. Klum Nasati Lach Gedul Ala B'Shvi Yisrael. You know, I only made you a leader for the Jewish people. But V'Achshav Yisrael Chatu Atal Amali. So, but now there's no longer Jewish people, so there's no need for you. Moshe. So, and his the strength of Moshe then diminished. And he had no strength to speak. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to say to tell Moshe, you know, leave me alone, so that I can now destroy the entire Jewish people. Amar Moshe Davar Talui Bi. Now Moshe understood, oh, leave me alone? Oh, I know what that means. It means don't leave me alone, right? So when somebody says to you, you know, let me at him, so now you understand, oh, you're now in control of whether, you know, he should go at him or he should not go at him. So miyad amar v'nischazik b'tfilo b'kesh rachamim. So Moshe understood at that point in time what his role was, and that is to adavin to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mashal amach shekasa b'no. So vayamakeh makeh gedola. The Gemara says, I'll give you an analogy. Father was so upset with his son, starts hitting his son. And there was a good friend who was standing by, but he was too scared to say anything. Amar hamelech ilmalei oavizesh yoshel lefanai hargitich. And the king said, right in the analogy, the father also is a king, and that's why the other person was so scared to intervene. So the king said to the person, you know, if you weren't here, so I'd kill the kid. So Amar davar zeh talibi. Now he understood, oh, so I have influence on what's happening right now. So miyad Amar vitzilo. And so now that he understands that he had influence, so he used his influence and he intervened. So it's the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was so upset with Bnei Yisrael, he wanted to kill Bnei Yisrael. And he says to Moshe, okay, let me at him. And don't stop me. And that Moshe understood, oh, that means I'm supposed to stop. Okay, I got it. V'atai nichuli v'yichar api bahem v'achalem v'aser v'schal l'goy gadol v'gomer. So we're back in Parshas Kisisa. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, so he leave me, let me destroy them, and I'll start again with you. Amar Rabbi Abba Amale Mikra Ksiv Iyashala Omra Malami Shatafsa Moshe Lakash Baruchu Ke Adam Shu Tofitz Ez Chaver Be Big Do. So Moshe is grabbing a Kadosh Baruchu like a person grabs his friend by the lapel. V'Amar Lafan Rebbe Rosh Olam Ein Ani Maniche Ad Shetimcho V'Tislach Lahem. He says, I'm not going to leave you until you forgive them. Now, obviously, over here, the Gemara is speaking B'derech Mashal. The Gemara is not to be understood literally over here. There's nothing to grab. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical being. There's nothing corporal about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara over here just simply means that the manner in which Moshe spoke to a Kadosh Baruch Hu was like this kind of exchange between two people. V'aseh uscha l'goy gadol, and I'll make you a great nation. I'm Rav Elazar, I'm a Moshe l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, u'ma kisei shel shalosh regalim, or raglayim, einu yochel la'amud lefanecha b'shakascha, kisei shel regal echad, alachas kama v'kama. So Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a good plan. This idea that you're going to destroy the Jewish people now and you're going to restart it with me, so who's going to be the avos of the new Jewish people? The avos of the new Jewish people are going to be just me. So let's think this through. So you have now the Jewish people who are standing on three legs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that can't stand. And then you're going to restart the Jewish people through me, and that's a stool with one leg. That's for sure not going to stand. So it's really a terrible idea. Now it's interesting because in this back and forth, so why can't we simply say that Moshe now becomes the next Av, which means that we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we have Moshe, and so therefore the stool in this analogy has got four legs. But okay, that's apparently that wasn't the game plan. The game plan was to start totally again, hit the reset button again, and Moshe would be the progenitor of the Jewish people, and now you have this argument. V'lo od el sheish bo boshes panim. And Moshe says, and look, think of the shame that I'm going to experience. Because I'm going to have to go back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And what's going to happen? They're going to say to me, oh, I see. In other words, you allowed it to happen so that you could be the sole leader of the Jewish people and the sole progenitor of the Jewish people. And so Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't meet them and have that kind of sentiment between me and them. Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. Okay, back to Parshas Kisisa and the Gemara Darshans. Now, Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. Now, what does that mean? We had the word Vayichal just recently. We talked about it at the end of the fourth parak. So this goes back 2 days ago. So we spoke at the end of the fourth parak that if you have back-to-back Shmoneh Esrei, that you need to say, and there's got to be a lapse, a pause between the two of them. So how long a pause does there need to be? So the answer the Gemara gives, it was a funny answer. The Gemara says, you know, a pause. Gemara doesn't give a metric, a time unit, in terms of how much to pause between the two. But the Gemara said at the end of the fourth parak, this is going back Chazar days ago, so the amount of time that it takes to supplicate anew, right, either Va'ischanan or Va'ischalel. And then the Gemara quoted our pasuk, the pasuk that we're looking at right now, Va'ischal Moshe. Okay, so good. So we just saw this pasuk being quoted 2 days ago in the daf, Va'ischal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. Now, I ask you the question, Vayichal, what does the word mean? Contextually, we get it. It means that he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the word itself, the etymology of the word itself, within this context, so what does it mean? So the Gemara is going to give a lot of pshatim. Six in total. Amar Rav Elazar, so here we are, pshat number one. And let's chime off again. Amar Rav Elazar. He's right. He's throughout the entire daf today. So Amar Rav Elazar, Malamich Amar Moshe Betfil Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shechiluhu. So until he was totally weakened. So that's one pshat of what Vayichal means. Second pshat, Rava Amar, based on a different gersa, Rava Amar Ad Shefer Lo Nidro. So it's a reference to the fact that he was made for his neder. Ksiv Hacha Vayichal V'Ksiv Hasam Lo Yachel Devaro. So it is related to the word of Ayachel as relate to the abolishment of a neder. Amar Mar Hu Einu Mechel Aval Acherim Mochlin Lo. So you can't be made for the neder, but others can be made for you. That's our second pshat. The Gemara gives a third pshat. Shmuel Amar Malamid Shemaser. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's neder. Yes. Shmuel Amar Malamid Shemaser Atzmo Lemisa Aleihem. He was ready to die on behalf of the Jewish people. Shenemar V'im Ayin Mechenin Amisifercha. So, and Vayichal over here in this context means that he was ready to make himself, right, totally gone. He was ready to die on behalf of the Jewish people. A fourth pshat of the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav Yitzchak Malamish, Hechle Aleihem Midas Rachamim, that he imposed upon them the attribute of kindness, of compassion. Rabbanan, this is now our fifth pshat, Rabbanan Amar Malamish, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanan Sha'olam, Chulam Hulacham, Asos Kadavar Azeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's beneath you. It's mundane. It's too profane that you're going to destroy the Jewish people. That's our fifth pshat. Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. Here we go with another pshat. Tanya, the Gemara here quotes the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer Malamit Shaman Moshe Betfilah Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Sheachzaso Achilu. Moshe stood in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point where he developed a fever. Meaning Moshe developed a fever. He got sick over it. It's very similar, actually, to the first pshat that we said, right? The pshat of Rebbe Lazar. So, but not to be confused, the first pshat that we said is Rebbe Lazar the Amora. Here we're quoting a brisa, Rebbe Eliezer the Tana. Okay, but anyway. So, my achilu, I'm Rebbe Lazar, ish shel atzamos. So the Gemara describes it as a fever, and the fever of bones, ish shel atzamos. My ish shel atzamos, I'm a Rava, ashtei degarme. Now, it's interesting, Gemara, because what the Gemara did all, the only thing Abai did, is he took the Hebrew words and he converted to the Aramaic. Okay, so, right, Eishal Atzamos, what is that? It's a fire of bones. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, I'm with you. Again, back to the Pesukim in Parshas Kisisa. Moshe petitions to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please remember the Avos, Asher Nishbat Alehem Bach, and you promise them, my Bach, so I'm Rebbe Lazar, I'm Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here we go, Rebbe Lazar again. So Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, El Mali Nishbat Alehem Mishamayim Vaaretz, Hayiti Omer, Kishem Shemayim Vaaretz, Betelam Kach, Shvuacha Betela. Now, if you made the Shvuah with Shemayim and Aretz being the platform of the Shvuah, okay, Shemayim Vaaretz, they're not going to last forever. Okay, they've been around for a long time. And they'll be around for a long time, but they're finite. They're finite entities. So fine. And so therefore, your Shvuah, if connected to them, also is a finite entity. But, Achshav Shenishbat Alehem Bishimcha Gadol, so, but now you made the Shvuah, and what was the platform of your Shvuah? So your name. So now, this is serious business. So now your name is infinite. The Shvuah is infinite. Obviously, that's a big deal. Okay, and so, if this was submitted in as an English essay, here's what the teacher would write in terms of an editing point. And that is, you shifted the pronoun, right? And you said, meaning then that this is Moshe speaking, now, if you look at the next phrase, so we've just changed speakers right in the middle of the pasuk. So Moshe speaking, quoting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then, so, hi, asher amarta mi ba'elei. So if we wanted agreement of who the speaker is in the pasuk, so the right way to conjugate would be not Asher Amarti, but Asher Amarta. Meaning this is Moshe talking, quoting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's going on over here in the diktuk and the grammar of the pasuk? Okay, good. That's Gemara's question. So Amar Rebbe Lazar. I should have ran a count today. So Amar Rebbe Lazar, Ad kan divrei tamei mikan ve'elach divrei harav. Okay, so one way to simply say over the pasuk is that in the pasuk in the middle is just simply changing quotes. Meaning, in Achinam, the first half of the pasuk is Moshe speaking, and the second half of the pasuk is Akash Baruch Hu's response. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Elu ve'Elu Divrei Talmud. And And Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani says, no, you don't have to read the pasuk that way. And it is a challenging way to read the pasuk because usually the pasuk starts off with Vayomer and Vayomer. And over here there was no break in the pasuk. So it's just simply a scribe. The first half of the pasuk is being said over by Moshe, the second part by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So admittedly, it's a challenging way to look at it, but fine. Rav Elazar says that's how you do it. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, not necessary. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Talmud, they're both Moshe speaking. El kachamar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Dvarim Sha'amarta Li, that which you said to me, Lechem or Lehem Yisrael Bishmi, Halachti v'amarti Lehem Bishmecha, Achshav Ma'ani Omer Lehem. So this is what you said. I'm quoting what you said. And so now I'm telling over that which you already said to them. Okay. Amibati Yecholos Hashem. We now turn to another argument that was made by Moshe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're transitioning. Meaning up until now we've been quoting from Parshas Kisisa and the back and forth where Moshe supplicated in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't destroy them because. And you made a promise and it was in your shame and the Schos Avos and the fact that I can't go to the Avos and okay, et cetera, et cetera. Everything we just said. And now we go to another one of the big chatayim in the midbar, and now we're by the Meraglim, and now same basic scenario where Moshe's got to supplicate on behalf of the Jewish people. So Mevati Yecholos Hashem, and you know what the nations are going to say if you go ahead and destroy the Jewish people, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were not able, you didn't have the koach, the strength, the power to go and to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Yachol, so Mevati Yecholos Hashem, so Yachol Hashem mi ba'ilei. So again, from a grammar standpoint, so Yecholas Hashem, B'losh Nekeva, should be Yechol. So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivon Shalom Achshav, Yomru Umos Ha'olam, Tashash Kocho, Kenekeva. And so this is part of the argument that Moshe was making to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are going to say that you're weak. You're weak like a woman. V'ni Yechol Ha'atzil, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe V'alo Kfar, Ra'u Nizim Gvur Sha'asisa Lehem Alayam. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back, really? I flex my muscle a lot. In other words, the miracles that took place by the sea, Kriyas Yamsuf. So I'm the front of Ribbono Shel Olam Adayin Yishlem Lomar LaMelech Echad Yachol Lamod LaShoshim Echad Melachim Ein Yachol Lamod. And so, what's the counter to that? The counter to that is okay. That's one king. That's Paro. Good. So for one king, you can flex your muscle. But now we're going to go into Eretz Canaan, and that's 31 kings. And then people are going to say 31 kings. That their God can't do that. So Amr Rav Yochanan Minayin Shechazak Hashem Baruch Hu VeHodol LaMoshe. And so now for our third time this morning, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right. Right? We saw it once by Eliyahu. We saw it again. By Moshe the first time. And now we're going to see it now a third time. So Shenem Rav Yom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. Okay. So I'm going to forgive them like you said. Tini Debei Rabbi Yishmael Kidvarecha Atidim Umas Olam Lamar Kain. Ashrei Talmud Sherabba Modelo. Fortunate, praiseworthy is the student where the Rebbe says that you're right. V'ulam chai. Amar Rav Yitzchak Malami Sharmalo Karsh Baruch LaMoshe. Moshe Hechiyisani Bidvarecha. You revive me with your words. Okay. Now, again, Karsh Baruch Hu is not only, we talked earlier this morning about the fact that he's omnipotent, but he's also omniscient. And the idea that Karsh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you know what? Oh, such a good point. You're right. Oh, you're right. Meaning, obviously, Akash Baruch Hu knows all this, but the fact that Moshe had to supplicate on behalf, it's just a question of Moshe now defending the Jewish people, supplicating on behalf of the Jewish people. It speaks to the ideas of leadership and what a leader is supposed to do. Okay. Darsh Rav Simlai. On the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Lolam Yisadar Adam Shivcha Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Achar Kach Yispalo. How do you daven to Hashem? So first speak about the Shevach, and then afterwards you daven. Shmoneh Esrei, the structure of Shmoneh Esrei. We spoke about time and again, but this is the time to speak about it. We're in the fifth parak of Brachos. Now's the time. So the structure of Shmoneh Esrei is that first we speak about the Shevach, that's the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, and then followed by Tefillah. Then we start petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minal mi Moshe dechsiv v'eskanan el Hashem beisahi. Uksiv Hashem Elokim ata achilos al aros azavdecha eskad lecha v'esyadecha chazaka asher mikel b'shamayim v'arts asher yasech ma'asech u'gvurasecha uksiv v'asrei evrana v'eres eretz tova. So the first thing Moshe speaks about at length is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're great, you're great. And then afterwards, Moshe says, and oh, by the way, can I go into Eretz Yisrael? Okay, good. But that's the way. That's the way to daven. Meaning Moshe is giving us a construct of how to daven in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, here you could look at the bottom of the Amud, the Simanim, right? Mnemonics to help commit to memory. The next, right? I count up over here 7 points of the Gemara, right? I spent a lot of time yesterday trying to match up the mnemonics with the Gemaras. It's not a perfect match. It's a little bit off, but okay. Anyway, it's a good way to spend my time yesterday. So the anyway, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that we are now up to side B of today's daf. Amar Rav Elazar. Okay, I know. Amar Rav Elazar Gedola Tefila Yosef Mi Masim Tovim. So Tefila is greater than Masim Tovim. Now they're both great, by the way. Right? It's not one to the exclusion of the other. It just simply is, the Gemara is just giving us a way to view things and to see things. So Tefila is greater than Masim Tovim. She'in Lecha Gadol Mi Masim Tovim Yosef Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is great in terms of his Masim Tovim, but in terms of the way that he got HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention is through his tefillah. So, Shenemar, Al Tosif Daber Alai, Vesmichle Allah, Rosh HaPiska. I'm sorry, Vesmichle Alai Rosh HaPiska. So, Moshe said, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you need to stop. And the implication is that if you didn't stop, so then I'd have to cave in. I'd have to yield. But I'm telling you right now to stop davening. Okay, it's an interesting back and forth. I mean, tefillah is so strong. And meanwhile, Hashem says to Moshe, but you need to stop davening. Okay, but the lesson for us is that tefillah is really strong. And if Moshe had not stopped, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have capitulated. Number two, Amar Rav Elazar Gedola Tanis Yosef Min Tzedaka. So fasting is greater than tzedaka. My time is Zebegufa Vezebe Mamono. So tzedaka, so you're giving your money away, which is laudable. Again, it's not bad versus good. It's just there's good and there's better. So tzedaka is good, but fasting, that's better, because that's begufo. You're giving up your body. Amar Rav Elazar Gedola Tefila Yosef Min HaKarbanos. Tefila is greater than karbanos. She'nemar lamali rov zivchechem. Uksiv uvefarsechem kapechem. So this idea that when you're considering and you're weighing tefila against karbanos is good, tefila is better. And as long as we quoted the pasuk over here, and you're outstretching your arms, that's a reference to the Kohanim duchening. I'm Rav Yochanan Kolkoin Sha'arikas Nefesh Lo Yisas Kapav. Shenemar Yedechem Damim Malu. If a Kohen kills, so he can't duchen because his hands are full of blood. And we see that the duchening, the Birchas Kohanim, is done through the Yadayim, through the Kapayim. And so therefore, the hands are full of blood, so then they can't duchen. Much discussion in the Gemara over here regarding cause of death. In other words, obviously, if bemazed, you can't duchen. What if it's b'shogeg? What if it's a Kohen who's a soldier and kills a mechemes mitzvah? Okay, lot to discuss over here. We continue. I'm Rav Elazar Minayim Shachar Beis HaMikdash Ninalu Shari Tefillah. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Shari Tefillah were locked. She'nemar gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sesom tefillasi. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Eicha that you're going to scream and you're going to cry out, and the tefillah is sasum, it's blocked. Now the gates of tefillah they're locked, but the gates of tears are never locked. Shenemar shema tefillasi Hashem v'shivasi hazina el dimasi al techerash. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not close his ears off if there are tears in the tefillah. Rava lo gazer tanisa b'yoma de'iva. Rava did not institute a fast day on a cloudy day. B'shem shenamar sakosa ba'analach me'avor tefillah. There's almost like a petition. There's a barrier between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an interesting way to look at things. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if the Kadosh Baruch Hu now, you know, the signal's blocked. And so therefore, if it's a cloudy day and you're going to make a fast day, our tefillah's not going to go up. Now, it does seem like, right, it seems very basic. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can hear us with cloud coverage. Kadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient, he's omnipotent. So, but I guess the idea is that people will perceive it in this manner, and that they're not going to daven with full kavana. Amar Rav Elazar, miyom shechar beis hamikdash nifsika chomas barzel ben yisrael avim shebe shemayim. From the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, so a wall was put down, an iron wall was put down between the Jewish people and the Father up in heaven. Shenemar v'atakach lecha machvas barzel v'nasato sakir barzel beincha v'nayir. So the Gemara understands this pasuk in Yecheskel as a reference a description to the iron wall that was put up between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is very simple. In other words, more barriers that separate us and our Creator because of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, so we're going to have a much more connected relationship. So if you extend, if you lengthen your davening, your tefillah will not go unanswered. So even at this time, so in other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu repeated his tefillah again and again. Any of the Gemara says, this is Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have another memra made by Rabbi Yochanan that if you extend your davening and your ma'ayin bo, we'll come back to that in just a moment, so that leads to cave lev. It's just heartache. So Shenemar tochels memushcha machla lev. Gemara quotes the pasuk in Mishlei that speaks to this idea that if you're moshech, if you keep drawing out your tefillah, so it's machla lev, elita heartache. So my tekanti yasuk b'torah. So what do? So you get involved in Torah. Shenemar veitz chaim tava ba the ein eitz chaim al Torah. Eitz chaim is a reference to Torah, as we all know. Shenemar eitz chaim ilam achzikim ba. So meanwhile, we have a stira, because on one hand we said that lengthening of davening is a positive thing; it's a good thing. On the other hand, we also said that it's not a positive thing. So the Gemara says it depends on whether you're lengthened and you're ma'ayin, or if you're lengthened and you're not ma'ayin. A term that we have to explain, otherwise we're not really understanding the Gemara. If a person davens and sees that he's not answered, so daven again. Good, so you see the double language over here, meaning? So you're not answered, so just go back and daven again. Okay. Obviously over here, we need to understand what the word ma'ayin means, because the Gemara over here sees that as a negative thing. Now the word literally means, ma'ayin, means that you want to analyze and you want to look into it. How is that a negative thing? And the Gemara says that if you're ma'ayin, you're tefillah, that's awful. It's terrible. It only leads to cave lave. So if you look at Rashi over here, ma'ayin ba, so Rashi writes, I'm reading the Rashi inside, misapeh shetaseh bakashaso ayidei harachto. So you daven, and now there's an expectation. And that is, okay, good, I daven. Now I'm going to get answered. Of course. So that is not the proper attitude to tefillah. And that's the iyun that we're describing over here that's negative. And Rashi continues. So if she'eno not... Well, let me just first finish the Rashi, okay, and then I'll pause. So now you're expecting it, an expectation is created, and it doesn't come, so you're going to get disappointed. So in other words, so the tefillah that's bad is the iyun, and the way Rashi understands iyun over here is an expectation is created, and therefore it's going to lead to disappointment, because of course it's going to come because I daven. And that's not good. Yes.
But if it simply means kavanah b'tfilah, which is a necessity.
Yeah, correct. So good. So Tosfos over here. Okay, good. It brings me to the next point. So Tosfos over here says that you're gonna get confused by a number of Gemaras. Sometimes the Gemara says iyun tefillah, that's a good thing. Sometimes the Gemara says iyun tefillah, that's a bad thing. So Tosfos says it's confusing. And Tosfos, second Tosfos on the Amud, Tema, right? The second line of the Tosfos. Tema. Da achamash b'di iyun tefillah lav mal yusahi. So our Gemara tells us that iyun tefillah is not a good thing. V'chein mashma b'perka roa. And we're going to see it again later in the Masechta. Gimel dvarim maskir na'avonasom sh'adam v'kamer iyun tefillah. The Gemara says that if you are involved in iyun tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's disturbing. I don't like that. Good. So we have a couple of Gemaras that talk about iyun tefillah being bad. V'lo kei mashma b'perk mefanim. The Gemara, you go to the Gemara in Shabbos, d'kamer adam ochre perasem b'olam azev v'kachashiv iyun tefillah. Amma mal yusahi. And the Gemara says that there are certain things which are super positive, and one of them is iyun tefillah. And v'chein mashma beget pashut, and the Gemara in Baba Basra. Dekamer mishoshet dvarim ein adam nitzal b'chol yom v'kamer iyun tefillah. Per she'ein adam ma'ayin ba, imke mashma shu tov. If a person's not involved in iyun tefillah, that's a bad thing, which means that iyun tefillah is a good thing. So you go around shas, and you're going to get confused in terms of, is iyun tefillah a positive thing or a negative thing? And the answer is? And the answer is? Yes. Yes. So V'yesh Lamar, Tosfos writes, the Trei Iyun Tefillah. So Tosfos says that Iyun Tefillah comes in two forms. Yesh Iyun Tefillah Dahacha. The Iyun Tefillah over here, which is, and Tosfos cites Rashi, HaMitzapeh Shetava Bakashaso. Where you daven now, and now you have an expectation, I daven, so of course I'm going to get it. That's the bad Iyun Tefillah. That's our Iyun Tefillah. The Iyun Tefillah, the Hasam Shemechavnis Libel Tefillah, and the Iyun Tefillah, which is positive, that's the one where the Iyun Tefillah is referenced to Kavana. More Kavana, better. Expectation because he davened, not good. Okay, so that's the Tosos' resolution of all the confusion. We are back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, halfway down the Amud, first words on the line. Arba Tzrichim Chizuk, four things just need strengthening because it's hard and they just need constant Chizuk. So Torah Masim Tovim Tila V'der Cheretz. So Torah self-explanatory Masim Tovim, also pretty much self-explanatory. Tfila and Derech Eretz. What's Derech Eretz in this context? So I'm going to read Rashi. Derech Eretz, im uman hulu umnaso, im socher hulu scharaso, im ishmachama hulu mechamaso. So basically, professional development. Right? Growth, professional growth. And so that's the way Rashi understands Derech Eretz in this context. And the Gemara now is going to cite Psukim that speak to this idea that they need constant chizuk. So Torah Masim Tovim Minayin Shenemar Rachazak Va'Ameitz Ma'od Lishmor V'Lasos Kechol HaTorah. And the Gemara now breaks up the pasuk and explains phrase by phrase. The Chazak is B'Torah and Ameitz is Masim Tovim. So Tefillah Minayin. So good. So we have Psukim that at least give us a reference to Torah and Masim Tovim. What about Tefillah? Tefillah Minayin Shenemar Kaveil Hashem Chazak V'Ameitz Lebecha V'Kaveil Hashem. Okay. So that was the Chizuk by Tefillah, the double language which we already cited. And Derech Eretz Minayin Shenemar Chazek Minis Chazek Ba'ad Ameinu. Okay, so that pasuk in context seems to be talking about the way Rashi described it. It's talking about your professional life, also requiring chizuk. V'tomer Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechachani. Hainu Azuva Hainu Shechucha. The Gemara now quotes the pasuk from Yeshayahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has forsaken us. Kadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten us. Kind of the same thing, right? So Amr Shlakish, Amr Knesset Yisrael, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Adam Nose Isha Al Ishto, Rishona, Zocher Masa Rishona. So a person marries another wife, he's still going to remember his first wife. So Ataz Abtan V'Shechachtanu, and it seems like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems like you totally moved on, and you don't remember us at all. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biti, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to us, that's not true. Yud Beis Mazalz Barasi Barakia. So first of all, let's take a look at the constellation. There are 12 mazalos, 12 constellations. V'akol mazal mazal barati lo shloshim chel. Now, over every mazal, so then there are 30 chel. Now, this is, the Gemara over here is speaking about the hierarchy of constellation. So we are now well above my pay grade in terms of understanding how the hierarchy of the constellations work. We are beromimus. We are in the rakia. So all I know is that basically there is a hierarchy and you have, and you take the number and then you have a level above that and a level above that and the number is going to get great because everything is a multiplier. So it's going to be 12 mazalos, followed then by shloshim chel, v'akol chel v'chel, barastalo shloshim legion, and then on top of that, every one of them has 30 legions, v'akol legion v'legion, barilon shlishim ratin, and over every one of those, the 30 ratin, v'akol ratin v'ratin, barastalo shloshim karton, v'akol karton v'karton, barastalo shloshim gistera, v'akol gistera v'gistera, talisi bo shalosh meos, v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ribo, kochavim, keneged yomos hachama, and each one of them has 365,000 stars, like the days of the year, v'kulun lo barasti ala b'shvilech. Now, okay, a lot. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a lot. And by the way, every number gets multiplied. So the number comes out to a hefty amount. I did not do the math yesterday. Okay, fine. Good. So, okay. So the total number of stars. Okay, good. And an organization, by the way, not a hierarchical organization of the stars. But anyway, the point of all this is, you know, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us, Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael, I made it all for you. So Ella lo barisi ella b'shvilech va'ata marta zavtani v'shachachtani, and don't think I forgot you. Like that didn't happen. So hatishkach isha ula, does a woman forget her baby? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu klimashkach olos elim upatre rachamim sheikratu lefanai b'midbar, and do you think I forgot the karbonis that you brought in the midbar? Now, right, we don't get a lot in the chumash about all the karbanos that were brought in the midbar. But the Gemara assumes that we brought karbanos in the midbar. We had a mishkan. So Amr lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam Hoel vein shechacha lefanai lefnei kisei kvodecha Hashem lo tishkach li ma'isa egel. So now we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, fine. So let's get this straight. So you don't forget. Okay, but you know what? I wish he did forget. There were things in the Midbar that we did, which were extraordinarily embarrassing, and we really wish you forget them. For example, Maisa Egel. We wish you forgot that. So Amalah Gam Eile Tishkachana. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that? I forgot about that. Don't worry. So Amalah Fana Ribon Shalom Hol V'Yeshichol Lefnei Kisek Avodech Hashem Tishkach Li Maisa Sinai. Oh, so you forget. Do you forget the positive as well? Maisa Sinai? Right, by us, by Mamad Har Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma. So you forgot that? So Amalah V'Anochi Lo Shkachecha. So he says, no, that I don't forget. Okay? Basically, the grounds for a healthy marriage. Right? Forget the bad, remember the good. Good. V'hainu dam Rav Elazar, am Rav Yoshe, may dechsiv gam eile tishkachana zem maisa egel, v'anochi lo eshkachecha zem maisa sinai. And the Gemara quotes Rav Elazar, because who else is the Gemara going to quote today? So the Gemara is going to quote Rav Elazar, and the Gemara says, yeah, that's exactly how Kadosh Baruch Hu works. So he remembers the good, he forgets the bad. Okay.
Yeah, but in every Einish, there's always a little bit of the Einish of the maisa egel. So you didn't forget.
Okay, so Agarata has got to be understood, you know, in context. There's a balance to all this. Okay, we are back to the Mishnah. Okay, that was a long daf. Okay, but let's go a little bit further. So we're back to the Mishnah, and we're talking now about the Chassidim Rishonim who would prepare themselves prior to davening. And the Gemara here quotes a brisa. Chassidim Rishonim Yishovim Sha'achas Menanim Ila Amar Yishuv Malevi Amar Kara Asher Yishuv Visecha. So Asher Yishuv Visecha means that we're going to focus and concentrate. And then we're going to daven. Now it's interesting. We say Ashri before Mincha. The Gemara connect to our practice. Tosfos says, "You bet." Tosfos writes on the Bam Tosfos, Karma Tfila. Minan Shemar Ashri Yeshev Esechu Lefichach. Tosfos writes based on this Gemara. Tikna Lomar Zeh Pasuk Kodem Tila LaDavid LaFuki Mehanu DaAmri Ashri Harbe. So this pasuk over here is added to. Now I'm going to say something that sounds funny. This pasuk is added to Ashri. You understand, Ashrei starts with the words Tehillah LaDavid. That's Perikuf Mem Hei. And what we do, our Nusach is, right, everybody's Nusach, is that before the Perikuf Mem Hei, we take this Pasuk, which is a different Pasuk until them all together, right, Perik Pei Dalet, and we attach it to Ashrei. But we do so because of the idea that the Gemara just expressed, which is that this is the source of Chassidim Rishonim who would sit and wait, Shah Achas. In other words, they would be contemplative before davening. Now the Gemara introduces us to this idea that not only is there a warm-up session before davening, but there's also a cooling-down session, a time period after davening, where you got to also be contemplative and meditative. By the way, some people have the nusach of putting this in the tefillah. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't, but anyway, but some do. The Gemara quotes the Brisa, Mispal Tzarech Sheisha Sha'achas Kodem Tfilaso, V'Sha'achas Achar Tfilaso. And the Gemara quotes the Brisa, that you got to wait now I'm just going to say a moment. In other words, Sha'ach couldn't be understood as an hour. And by the way, we're going to entertain such a Pshat in just a moment. But right now, I'll just say a moment. So you got to take a moment after, a moment before davening, a moment after davening. Good. So the psukim speak to this idea of pausing and taking moments before and after tefillah. Tanu Rabbanan. And here comes the brisa. You've heard this brisa, but now we're reading it inside. So they would take a full hour of prepping before tefillah. They would take an hour for tefillah. They would take an hour after tefillah. So, for right, those of you who have been keeping score, that's 3 hours. 3 hours for tefillah. And that's shacharis. Then there's mincha. And then there's maariv. That's 9 hours. V'chime achar sheshon teisha shas b'yom b'tefillah teras en hech mishtamer shal malachtam hech nasis. And so the obvious question. So how do they get anything done? So in other words, so 9 hours of the day they're committed to learning. I assume they're sleeping also. So that doesn't leave a lot of time left for you got to learn Torah, you got to work, you got right. What's happening? And so the Gemara basically gives us the answer of Zen, which is they're davening, everything else will be taken care of, right? The Torah will be mishtameres, meaning yes, it's true they have limited amount of time for Torah, but because they're so focused and they're so zoned into their tefillah. So whenever time they dedicate to Torah, it's going to be remembered. And the same thing with the malacha. Mizbareches, the malacha will be blessed. Afil Melech Shaul B'Shlamo Lo Yishivenu. Yep. Let's go. So let's say now the king asks about your well-being and you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so don't respond. I'm Rav Yosef Loshana Ola Malchi Yisrael. That's talking about Malchi Yisrael. Va Malchi Akum Postek. But if it's Malchi Akum, so then you stop. Malchi Yisrael understands what's going on right now. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And so he's a king, but right now you're speaking to the king. He'll get it. But Malchi Akum, he's not going to understand. And because he's not going to understand, by you not responding, you're putting your life in jeopardy. Rashi says he's going to kill you if you don't respond. Meisvei. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Mespal v'ra. Anas ba kenegdo. Ra karom ba kenegdo. So lo ye mafsik ala mekatzeva ole. Now a person's davening, and there's something coming his way. Right? Someone's going to attack him, or a wagon's coming in his direction. So right now, if you stand here, so you're going to get significantly hurt if not killed. So what do you do? So don't stop, but basically, right, finish it up quickly, and then move. Now, we just learned together that if there's a non-Jewish king, so you stop in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. And here we're talking about being Mekatzer, but the resolution is very simple. Halokasha. So had the Eshar Lekatzer. And Gears is over here a little bit tricky, but had the low Eshar Lekatzer. It's just a question of whether you can or you can't. Meaning, if you're in a position where the king comes over to you and says to you, Shalom Aleichem, and it's a non-Jewish king, and right now you don't have the luxury of just simply hurrying up, so you stop in the middle. If on the other hand, right, there's something dangerous is coming, but I have a moment. Okay, so then take the moment and use the moment. And hurry up and finish your Shemoneh Esrei. Tanu Rabbanan. And we'll just finish up with this. There was a chassid who was davening. Basar echad v'nasan lo shalom. And along comes an officer, extends the shalom. V'lo hichzir lo shalom. So, and he didn't respond. Now, I know the story that we're telling right now goes right up against what we just learned. And doesn't agree with what we just learned together. Okay, so
we'll
call it chassid, so maybe it's different. And so he waited until he finished davening. And he was so angry. And he said, you are so empty. He said to the chassid. You're supposed to take care of yourself, right? You're not supposed to put yourself in any kind of risk. And I extended a shalom to you, and what you were supposed to do is respond. And so, im hayisi chotech roshcha b'sayif mihaya toveya estamech miyadi. And if I killed you right now, like everyone would understand. So, amalei hamten li ad she'af asayech b'dvarim. So he says, okay, but listen, before you chop off my head, so can you just hear me out for a second? So, amalei ilu hayisi omer lifnei melech masav adam ba chavrech v'nasan li shalom. Now, let's say I was right now engaged in a conversation with a king, right? Just a regular king. So, and now somebody comes over and says, hey, how's it going? So, hayisi machzir lo, and let's just imagine now that while I'm talking to a king, hi, how's it going? And while I'm in the conversation with the king, so he says, would you do it? And he says, no, of course I wouldn't do that. So, v'im hayisi machzir lo mahayu osim lach. Now, let's say you did it. What would happen? So Amalei, how you chotchem es roshi b'sayif? So he says he would have cut my head off. The king would have cut my head off. Amalei v'alo dvarim kavachomer. And now the chassid says, so hopefully now you understand. Uma ata asher hayisi omer lifnei melech basar v'dam shayam kanu machar bekever. Now you're sitting in front of a king, and just a king, meaning today he's around, tomorrow he's not. Kach ani shayisi omer lifnei melech machayam lachem akash baruchu shu chay v'kayam la'adol omei olamim alachas kama v'kama. Now I'm speaking to the king, who is not just going to be around for a little bit. In other words, he's forever. And you don't think that my behavior is justifiable? Mianis payis oso hasar v'nipater oso chasel lebeis l'shalom. And so, okay, you can go home. Now, the Gemara is endorsing, the Gemara is advocating, the Gemara is saying that's the proper conduct, meaning you go back to the Gemara before. The Gemara before said, if your life is in jeopardy, so you stop. So, like Ben said, in other words, it's maisa b'chasid echad. So he's a chasid, so he operates, on a different plane, on a different level. Okay, let's recap our morning. This morning, we spoke about the Yetzer Hara, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and the wealth that He gave us. And again, you got to balance. It's It excuses our behavior. It doesn't excuse our behavior. But at least it creates a platform in which Moshe is able to defend us against the Kadosh Baruch Hu and say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, he gave him a Yetzer Hara, he gave him wealth, meaning a little rachmanis for the Jewish people. And the Gemara spent the first half of today's daf going over these kinds of arguments that Moshe petitioned. We darshaned at length today, psukim by Parshas Kisisa, the back and forth between Moshe Rabbeinu and Akash Baruch Hu, and the psukim, and how to darshan the psukim. And that was basically the first half of today's daf. Not only did he petition by Chet HaEgel, he also petitioned after Chet Meraglim as well. Again, more for the first half. We ended off the first half of today's daf with the idea that in order to properly daf in front of Akash Baruch Hu, first Shevach, and then the Tefillah. And we saw that by Moshe Rabbeinu, Veskanan al Hashem. That was the bottom of the first Amud. In terms of the second Amud, so we quoted a lot of members of Rebbe Lazar over the course of the second Amud. We spoke about the idea that Tefillah is greater than Masam Tovim, Tefillah is greater than Tanis, and Tefillah is greater than Karbanos, and other members that are related to Rebbe Lazar. Four things that require, Iyun Tefillah was a big part of today's daf. Iyun Tefillah as being a bad thing. Tosos is bothered by the fact that other Gemaras say that Iyun Tefillah is a good thing. And so Tosos balances the differences between when Iyun Tefillah is good and when Iyun Tefillah is bad. Four things that require Chizuk. Torah, Masam, Tovim, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. And the Gemara went over that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers and he forgets. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the good and forgets the bad. And then we went back to the Gemara about needing time to pause before Tefillah and after Tefillah, going over the Chassidim Rishonim, where an hour before, an hour for, an hour after, 3 hours for davening, three times a day, 9 hours dedicated to tefillah. Okay, good. They operate on a different schedule, and the Torah that they learn mishtameres, and their parnasa mizbarech. And finally, the last thing we did today was the Mishnah's comment regarding if the king comes over while you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, don't respond. And the Gemara says depends. Jewish king, don't respond. Non-Jewish king, you are to respond. And then we finish with a story where the chassid didn't respond. And okay, he was a chassid.